In the mid-1990s, Elfriede Blonsteiner, then in her 60s, was a regular at the casinos throughout Austria. In particular, she had a love for roulette and spent hours throwing away thousands on either red or black. At the tables, she was the life of the party, handing out chips to people whose stacks were low, buying rounds of drinks, tipping the croupier handsomely. To Blonsteiner, money was no object. And why should it have been? She knew that if she hit a bad streak, an all-too-often occurrence, that she could always go to Plan B to replenish her funds, seduce a man into leaving her his inheritance, and then poison him to death. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they had wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends. And finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today, we're discussing Elfriede Blonsteiner, dubbed Austria's Black Widow. Blonsteiner is believed to have killed over 10 people with poison, including a husband, two lovers, and her next-door neighbor. And it may have all been to feed her destructive gambling addiction. More on Elfriede Blonsteiner after this. Now, back to our Black Widow. At an early age, Elfriede Blonsteiner was determined to never be poor. Growing up in poverty during and after World War II, her sole mission in life was to become rich, no matter what. But it would be 5 decades before she committed her first murder. And in that time, she became a nurse, was married and divorced, and developed a love for the roulette tables. In 1981, 50-year-old Blonsteiner committed her first murder. The victim was a janitor named Erwin Niedermeyer. The murder of Niedermeyer awakened a bloodthirstiness in Blonsteiner. In 1986, she satisfied this new urge when she murdered her 78-year-old diabetic patient, Otto Reinl. It was with Reinl that she perfected her method of killing, altering medication to make it appear as if a victim died of natural causes. The drug she landed on was euglucon, used for blood sugar levels. 6 years later, in August 1992, Blonsteiner used euglucon to slowly kill her second husband, 52-year-old Rudolf Blonsteiner. Everything went to Elfriede. It's believed that she used this inheritance to feed a gambling addiction. When the money from her third husband ran out, she turned her sights onto her neighbor, 84-year-old Franziska Kerberl. Kerberl died in late 1992, but not until after she left Blonsteiner her entire life savings. But Kerberl's money would only hold Blonsteiner over for so long. Throughout the early 1990s, Blonsteiner took out personal ads in local papers, looking for victims to swindle and murder. Typically, she wrote that she was a homely housewife and nurse, and a caring companion. In 1994, she met and married 64-year-old Friedrich Durker. Once she convinced him to put his house in her name, Blonsteiner went to work. Durker died in the middle of 1995. But before Durker's body was even cold, Blonsteiner was already searching for her next victim. She found him in 77-year-old Alois Pischler. For reasons that are unclear, Blonsteiner decided to expedite her killing of Pischler. He died less than a year after Duker from a combination of euglucon and the antidepressant anafrenil. But Pichler's quick death meant that he was unable to put Blaunsteiner in his will, so she decided to work around that setback by forging a will to include her. Naturally, family members found this odd and alerted the police. The police didn't need long to investigate Blaunsteiner before arresting her in January 1996. Upon her arrest, she confessed to at least six murders, showing basically no remorse and stating that her victims deserved to die. She even reveled in becoming a celebrity, declaring that she was going to publish a memoir. In 1997, 65-year-old Blaunsteiner was sentenced to life in prison for one of her murders. In the years that followed, she was convicted of two more murders, adding time to her sentence. During the trial, investigators became convinced that there were even more unknown deaths by her hand. In 2003, 72-year-old Elfriede Blaunsteiner died due to complications from a brain tumor. Her memoirs were never published. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.